You're listening to the Closing Market Report on this Monday afternoon. The guys at Earth Risk Technologies are with us to take a look at the weather forecast, and it is a cold one, or has been for the past several hours. Mark Russo is here to tell us what it looks like in the future. Hi, Mark. How are you?
Good, Todd. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm very, very well. So it's been cold. It was really cold this morning. I was not braced for that kind of 8 below weather today.
Well, Todd, you should be used to it. We've had like 2 straight months of this, so your butt should be thickened enough that that shouldn't be of any kind of issue. So you must have been underdressed. But anyways, you can look forward to some warmer weather here that will be developing across Illinois, let alone the entire middle section of the country here, starting next week. Unfortunately, we still have to go through a few more days. We have to go through the remainder of this week. They'll still be biased on the cold side, but as we get into next week, it looks like the jet stream across North America does a significant change around, and as a result, they'll allow milder Pacific air to begin streaming eastward across the country, ultimately warming up our temperatures and getting out of this just this extreme winter cold that we've been in here, seems like forever.
Will it be warm enough to melt snow?
It will certainly, and we see temperatures climbing up into the 40s, even some 50s in southern sections of Illinois by the early part of next week. And that should certainly lead to a significant melting of the snow. The one caveat to this is that with the increase in temperatures, there will be some precip systems along with that, too. So that's something to watch, and just how heavy some of the precip systems are, primarily in the form of rain. And with the, you know, extensive snowpack that we have, does that lead to some localized flooding?
How soon will you know what those tracks look like, and can you tell us where it might rain at this point?
Well, at this time, at least, the biggest storm system is projected about a little over 10 days from now, so more so towards the latter part of next week. So a lot can change between now and then, but certainly with this new pattern coming up, we do see numerous precip systems coming through, and we'll be able to fine-tune it as we go through this week.
Anything new from South America that we should know about for the weather?
Yeah, Brazil is seeing an increase in rainfall, especially out west in areas of Mato Grosso down through Rio Grande do Sul in the south. That'll be taking place here by the end of this week. As we go into next week, we do see that rainfall begin to expand eastward in the areas of southeastern Brazil. And so net-net, overall, it's a much more active pattern here setting up across Brazil. And the impacts are mixed. It's detrimental, causing some now logistical issues or harvest problems for your soybeans and the transportation there. But then there's also some soybeans still going through pod development across southern Brazil, and that'll benefit those.
Thanks so much, Mark.
You're welcome, Todd.
Mark Russo, of course, is with Earth Risk Technologies. He is in Chicago, Illinois. Joins us on this Friday edition of the Closing Market Report. By the way, if you'd like to see all the information from this morning's World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates, a couple ways to do that. The easiest thing is just to visit our website at willag.org, and you'll look into the USDA Reports link. That's in the menu over on the right-hand side of the page. I'm Todd Gleason.